Elizabeth's face was blank, resigned. She thought she was about to die. She didn't look around at the faint sound of Ronan shucking his jeans, never turned her head to spy him in the shadows, ready to shift. The robber kept his gaze straight ahead, focused on the office door and the potential money behind it. Elizabeth fumbled with her keys, unlocked the door and opened it. The lights were off. The robber shoved Elizabeth inside in front of him and let go of her long enough to reach for the light switch.
That's my cue.
Ronan shifted and charged. Elizabeth heard a small sound, then felt a rush of air as something huge barreled at her in deadly silence. She saw a giant face, a massive ruff of fur, an open maw, a collar around a gigantic neck, and wide dark eyes with murder in them. The robber, a young man with black hair and dark eyes, still had his hand on the light switch. In the next instant, the door frame and wall around it splintered, and the robber found himself knocked to the floor, with a Kodiak bear on top of him. Elizabeth scrambled to her desk, grabbed the pepper spray she kept in her drawer, and snatched her cell phone out of her pocket at the same time. She turned around, but stopped, watching in shock as the young man struggled against all odds, with the colossal bear on her Victorian pile rug. The robber's gun went off with a boom.